Want to feel more confident with your finances this year? If you have 60 seconds, I can show you how quick and easy it is to start building healthy money habits that could last you the entire year just by using Rocket Money. Step one, download Rocket Money. Step two, link all your accounts and see your entire spending picture, your subscriptions, your upcoming bills, your due dates, everything. Step three, tap a subscription you don't use and cancel it. Boom! That's money back every single month. Step four, create a financial goal for something you want to save for, whether it be a vacation, a retirement account, or a pet's birthday. We don't judge. Now let the app automatically move small amounts of cash towards your goal. In a month, you'll see real dollars piling up. In a year, you'll be shocked at how much money you saved. Similar to the over 10 million members on the app that have saved up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Use the savings challenge as one step closer to feeling better about your finances today at rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. One more time, it's rocketmoney.com/cancel.
A radio show host called Paul Gallant.
It's Paul Gallant.
Pauly G Show. He's the best in Houston.
The most interactive sports radio show in Houston.
Paul, what's good, my man?
How you doing, Paul?
What are you doing, Paul?
Join the devastation by dialing or texting 713-780-3776.
I love the show. Y'all keep it up.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, it's Paul Gallant.
You are definitely living in the hindsight world today, Paul.
And the kick is good, and Carolina wins it 15-13.
Well, most sports radio hosts won't ever say that they hate being right. But I hate being right. And on Friday, I was right about the Houston Texans because there was only one thing that they could possibly do on Sunday that changes our mind about them. And that's disappoint us. They beat a winless Carolina Panthers team. I don't think we would have been coming into today's show all hot and bothered with the battle red pants 10. I think we would have said, well, it's the Panthers. But when the Texans lose to the last winless team in the NFL, a team with a rookie quarterback that until Sunday had not had a good game. I mean, here we are. Same old Texans or classic Texans. Take your pick. This is who they are. There's not much to get mad at. I'm not mad. Am I even disappointed? No. I'm just, to be honest, expecting this. This is what I expect. When you go up against a team like the Panthers, you're 0-7. Who opened the door? Hang on. Should I go over there and close the door? I don't understand why we live in a station with animals. Close the effing door.
I'll get it.
No, thank you. I appreciate that. There's people walking down the hall all of a sudden. They're talking. My God. Can we have just a semblance of professionalism here? That would be great. Thank you. Anyway, there's not much to get mad about. This is just who they are. And it's unfortunate that the new faces that are on this team are cursed to wear the same uniform as the big old meh sandwich that this franchise have been for so long. Especially on a day where the Titans brought out the Oilers unis and balled against another team that the Texans lost to, the Falcons. It's a new era. It actually is. But today, much like you were after the loss to the Falcons, you are totally validated saying same old Texans, classic Texans. And Sunday's same old Texans moment was when, after starting a drive at their own 48, thanks to a nice punt return by Tank Dell, the Texans got to the Panthers 35. It's third and five. You have a chance to ice the game, or at the very least, make it a two-score game, if not just add on to your one-point lead. But on that third and five, either because of the quarterback, and I generally blame delay of game penalties on the quarterback, either because of C.J. Stroud not getting the team up to the line of scrimmage in time, or because of Bobby Slowick's love of complicated motions with Tank Dell, pick whatever you want. They get called for a delay of game. It's third and 10. Third and 10 pass to the right sideline from Stroud to Tank Dell's incomplete. It's fourth and 10 at the Panthers 40. And here's the same old Texans, classic Texans moment, because we've seen this in past regimes. They forgot that Kyeemy Fairbairn's good. Kyeemy Fairbairn last year was 6 for 6 from 50-plus yards. Kyeemy Fairbairn's career-long field goal, 61 yards. Kyeemy Fairbairn, over the course of his career from 50-plus, 24 of 35, and teams across the NFL kicking field goals of 50 yards or more are converting those at a 72% success rate. But instead, the Texans punt, and the Panthers go on a very long, 90-yard drive, run off the rest of the clock, and all they had to do was kick a field goal at the end to win the thing. So your defense, which had actually played pretty well in this game, they sacked Bryce Young 6 times, 9 tackles for a loss. They had the goal line stand in the first quarter. You don't even give your chance, the defense, really, a true chance to win that game. As soon as the Panthers got into field goal range, you knew they were probably going to make it, despite the best attempts of Tavier Thomas to jump off sides and block the kick. So here we are. That's your same old Texans moment. It is the same old Houston Texans. It's the most interactive sports talk show in Houston. 713-780-3776 to call in or to text in. You can join on Twitch, twitch.tv/ESPN975. I have a question. How could that loss have been more classic Texans? More same old Texans? What was missing? I've got a couple of ideas. Now, yes, the Texans had something historic happen in the fourth quarter. They broke the Panthers' 57-game losing streak of losing games when they trail in the fourth quarter. But there wasn't a Rosencopter. It wasn't started by a Rosencopter there. And on top of that, you didn't have a shanked Chris Brown field goal either. So it could have been more classic Texans, and that's a real vintage. That's 2008. That's 2009.
Yeah, that's well-marbled Texans.
Right you are, Sean. Aged to perfection, some would say. Also, okay, I don't think that anybody on the Texans said, this is on me, or that it starts with me after the game like Bill O'Brien so often did.
Yeah, I screwed that up. My mistake. When we lose, John, it's look in the mirror time, and we did not win the game, so it's my fault. Again, it's on me. You can't kick field goals in a red area, and we had too many field goals down there. I think at the end of the day, again, it comes down to me. Anything that happened negative in that game is on me. It's on the coach. We've got to coach better, and that's the way it will always be with me.
We did get close to that because C.J. Stroud said, well, only one person you can point the thumb at in this. Pointing at himself. It wasn't a good day for Stroud. He did not turn the football over, but they were not doing anything downfield, which he expressed frustration with. We'll talk about that later. And he had a bunch of passes that were deflected by Frankie Tutu, who is a very good player. The Panthers middle linebacker. He had a couple of deflected passes, a sack. It was a good game for him. How could it have been more classic Houston Texans? More same old Texans. D'Amico Ryans did not get in a shouting match with a fan at the end of the game. You didn't have a Brock Osweiler post-game press conference where he tries to fit in the National Football League as much as he possibly can. Or you didn't get him explaining how every single interception, like every single snowflake, is different.
Do you feel there's been a consistent theme with the interceptions that you've thrown this year?
No, I don't. I think every interception really has a different story.
Every interception has a different story. You didn't get that. So, at the very least, this could have been more classic Texans. But I want to know what could have happened yesterday that would have made this a more same old Texans or classic Texans loss. Sean Mapes, do you have any ideas?
You touched on it a little bit talking about Chris Brown, but a missed field goal. Actually, I'll just categorize it because there could also be something on a kick or punt return. I'd say special teams calamity. That's what it was missing.
They almost had that one.
Almost had one.
On that kick return down the left sideline. It was close.
But a specific, like something that you can look at and you go, "Yep, that will be on. That'll be on NFL primetime when they're talking about this game." And Berman, oh no,
that's so true. No pick six.
No picks whatsoever.
No picks at all.
Honestly,
step to the right direction.
City's
baby.
Under new management with CJ Stroud. He will not throw. Yes, the same backbreaking losses. No, without the interceptions. And that's a CJ Stroud promise. You can point the thumb at that any day.
I had never heard that phrase until yesterday, and I spent way too much time thinking about it. I even tried to talk about it with you before the show because I was like, "Wait, what? What is this?"
That's why I think that's why I think he's talking about pointing the thumb like at himself, because there's no. It's really hard to point your thumb at anything that isn't yourself.
That's true.
Or maybe something behind you.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Huh? or sideways, I guess, hitchhike style. But yeah, no, I imagine it's pointing the finger, you have three coming back at you. But if you point the thumb, I guess they're just pointing down. I don't know.
Typical Texans behavior, says Man Bear Pig and Cypress, would be bad clock management.
Oh yeah, timeout usage. That's something. That's Bill O'Brien mostly.
Did you take issue with the clock management? That drive lasted forever. They did eventually realize, all right, shoot, we need to call timeouts to get the ball back. Honestly, I don't think that there was a clock management issue in this one. Really, the most same old Texans thing, now that I talk about it, maybe they aren't the same old Texans, because really the only thing was they, for the second year in a row, forgot that they have a kicker that can kick a 61-yard field goal and decided to punt at the 40-yard line when they probably could have, I don't know, won the game. Happened week one against the Colts last year. Happened this game against the Panthers. Kyemi Fairbairn's been here a while. Somebody should tell everybody that works for this team that Kyemi Fairbairn is good, which is why, as a kicker, he's been here for a while. I'm not saying he's great. I'm not saying he's Justin Tucker. I'm just saying he can kick it from there. Cam Johnston hit a effing 74-yard punt in that direction in the first quarter.
Talk about different old Texans. Great punting.
Right. I wasn't there. I didn't have my hand up to check the wind or whatever. But Johnston hit a 74-yard punt. Something tells me that if you kick the ball that direction, it was going pretty far that day. I don't know. Just a thought. Anyway, it's the Paul Gallant Show. ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. 713-780-3776. Call in and to text in. I want to hear from you how this could have been a much more same old Texans L. On top of that, I know we're all down bad, but I've got just the right kind of bump for you. In the next segment, it's got flair and it's orange. You'll hear it next. First, let me talk to you about my friends at MyBookie.ag, promo code BET975. Sometimes you need a little help from a friend to remind you what you're about to talk about. Sometimes you need a little bit of money to put down on a game to make it a little more entertaining for you to watch. Say we're watching the Texans and the Panthers. Wouldn't it have been a little bit more fun if you put a little money on top? You enter promo code BET975 when you sign up with mybookie.ag. You can match your first deposit up to $1,000. What? Yes. And then you get to use it right away on whatever you want to use. Also, you can bet on football. You can bet on baseball. Maybe you want to hedge tonight. You're rooting against the Texas Rangers, but at the same time, you want to make sure that either way you win. The Rangers have Max Scherzer on the mound. They're 1.5 run favorites with Max Scherzer. I don't know about that. So maybe you want to cover. Maybe you want to pick the Arizona Diamondbacks to cover the spread there. Or maybe you just want to bet on the Rangers so if they win, at the very least, you make some money. You can do it all at mybookie.ag, promo code BET975. A deposit bonus of up to $1,000. Bet anything, anytime, anywhere, only with mybookie.ag. Promo code BET975.
ESPN 97.5, because every day is Children's Day.
It was a baby. She smothered her own baby.
Live. From the Veritex Community Bank Studios, it's Paul Gallant. Join the conversation by dialing or texting 713-780-3776.
Yeah, we got to learn how to handle success, right? Young team, growing, as we continue to grow, continue to learn, you got to learn how to handle success, right? How do you work after a win, right? You can't get too up and too down in this league. We have to remain consistent. We have to continue to put in the same work. Right, that same desperation you have when you've lost a game, you have to have that every single week.
Uh-oh. Did the Texans take the cheese? That's what they say, right? That's what the head coach of Texas State was... Excuse me, not Texas State. UTSA, head coach of Texas State. He's a Coach of the Year Award finalist. He would never resort to that. But the UTSA coach said that he didn't want his guys to take the cheese, so he put rat traps in all their lockers, and then he accidentally touched one of the rat traps. It happens to the best of us. How could that loss have been more classic Texans? I said that there's no Brock Osweiler. Quotes after the game, pick sixes during the game. Todd the Show asks, I wonder what Brock is doing these days. I hope he is happy. Get this. He was in Houston on Saturday.
Oh, yeah?
He was on the call at Rice Stadium.
Nice.
For Tulane and Rice.
There we go. I knew he was calling college football games. I didn't know he was doing that one. Wow.
He was doing that. Right.
So that's how this happened. Even though the game was in Charlotte, I blame Brock Osweiler.
Okay.
For being in our beautiful city.
Brock Osweiler does kind of look like Robert Pattinson, too. I feel like he could be in a post-playing career, a Robert Pattinson, I don't know, stunt double or something like that. So he didn't have any Brock Osweiler, but Brock Osweiler was in H-Town this past weekend. 713-780-3776 to call, to text. So we're down bad in Houston sports, huh? This was a bad weekend. The Astros season is over. They've got no manager. People are scared they might hire Brad Ausmus because he's friends with Jeff Bagwell. Real quick on that, I saw Lance Thirlwine throw a shoe in the first segment of Friday's show on Twitch.
And
really
the shoe
funny.
Threw it right back.
It did. Got to say, good thing that Lance Thirlwine wasn't throwing that shoe at George W. Bush. It's a good thing. There was some real vitriol that he threw that with. Very funny moment. I believe it's up on the at ESPN 97.5 Twitter page if you want to take a look at it. Just got to go back to Friday. But I'm not of the belief that Brad Ausmus would be a disaster. I don't know. I don't think anyone knows. It's a manager. It's a baseball manager, guys. What the Astros do next year is not going to be determined by the manager in the same way that this past year wasn't determined by the manager. I get it. Oh, the other Diaz needed to play more. Yes, we know. You've said it a million times. But I don't think that there was anything that Dusty Baker did in the postseason that trumps Kyle Tucker and some of the other Astros bats being unable to hit. And at the same time, you had horrible starts from Framber Valdez and Christian Javier. Making matters worse, the Texas Rangers are in the World Series. Hey, at least it's tied 1-1 because the Diamondbacks scored a bazillion runs on Saturday. Oh, wow. Teams can score more than two runs off of Jordan Montgomery. Our beloved Cougs lost 41-0 to Kansas State. Oh, boy. Dana Holgorsen, yikes, bro. The Texans just lost to the last winless team in the NFL. The Titans were wearing Oilers uniforms in a move that only can be interpreted as Amy Adams Strunk being spiteful. Also, their rookie quarterback who was taken after C.J. Stroud, much to the dismay of Jeremy Branham, who is going to be very annoying today. Will Levis throws four touchdown passes wearing Houston Oilers uniforms in a Titans win over a team the Texans lost to.
Also, speaking of Oilers uniforms, the Houston Cougars football team also got a cease and desist from the NFL.
For the Oiler lookalike unis?
Yeah, apparently those weren't what you would call 100% authorized.
But it's a different league.
I don't know.
It's a different sport.
I will say, though, well, same,
we can't even do this. What? Oh, my God. I thought this was America.
So did I.
Licensing fees and rights and such. Oof.
I guess that's why they didn't have them on sale, though. Remember when we were
we wanted to see them online.
Why don't they have these available for sale? Turns out the answer was, because we can't, really.
The Rockets are 0-3. I saw some Rockets fans last night simping for James Harden.
Who are these people? What are they do? What do they want?
They must be from a troll farm. Like, this must be Russian plants that are trying to cause discord in the city of Houston online. And rancor.
The only fan base that I feel like should that just, like, I understand if they, like, want James Harden is, like, the Bulls or something. Where they're like, we're supposed to be good.
Even then. And also, it sucks even more that Steph Curry, who is getting up there in age, still owns the Rockets.
Yeah.
They were winning for a very brief second in the fourth quarter.
It was the best game that they played all
season. They played well.
It's the best game they played all season.
And then Steph Curry loses his mind, and you're like, all right, well,
literally
it.
Just three straight times down the court, three-pointer, and a super long delay because there's, like, apparently a blood on the court, which, what? It took, like, 10 minutes for that to get cleaned up. And then, then he put Dylan Brooks on a highlight. And then,
which is a shame because Dylan Brooks actually played well against Curry, but that was the one time where he gave up the shot to Curry. And it was
a thankless league.
It was a murderous highlight.
Like, By the way, quick aside, Dylan Brooks, pleasantly surprised.
Yeah, he hasn't been bad.
He's been pretty good.
He hasn't been bad. Now, he's talking out of his ass with, like, the old Wemby. Oh, well, he's tall. But I guess he was kind of right on Friday. It wasn't Wemby who beat the Rockets. It was the Rockets.
Jabari Smith.
Yikes. Man, I got way too excited. I should have learned my lesson with Jalen Green in the second half of the year before last. Like, guess what? Turns out that down the stretch in the NBA doesn't effing matter at all because no one's trying because everyone wants to get to the playoffs. We need a shot.
Sengun, though. Sengun, real deal.
Sorry, Sean. The Rockets are bringing me down. They're the real deal. There is something in the world of Houston sports that is good. And guys, you know what? We follow the strong. We jump on the bandwagons, even if it's in a sport that we don't understand. Because most people know, I don't know what I'm talking about when it comes to the big picture of baseball. But you could have heard this game last night right here, I believe. ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. But the Apple TV broadcast of the Houston Dynamo's 2-1 win over Real Salt Lake in the MLS playoffs last night. Oh, this is going to get you going.
Domina la pelota, la pincha hacia el área para Carraquilla, la baja bien de cabeza, la tiene Herrera, pecho de fina, le pegó de zurda, gol. ¡Gol! ¡Gol!
He's really going for it.
¡Gol! De Houston, lo hizo el capitán, lo hizo Doctor Decía que la acomodaba y definía. No titubeó el mexicano. Hizo explotar el estadio. Gana el local 1-0.
Holy crap. That was incredible. Not just the prolonged goal for a good 15 seconds. Did you hear him roll his R's? Oh my God. Sean, can you do that?
Yes.
Can you do it like that?
No.
I mean,
I'm not a Spanish broadcasting professional.
It's one thing
barely
to
an English one.
Do the 22nd goal.
Yeah.
It's another thing to have a rolled R for 2 seconds.
Do you think they're good at like cardio with how much oxygen they can store in those lungs?
I don't know, but I would ask questions. That's for damn sure. And they speak so fast, too. It's like me talking, because I talk way too fast often. I have to calm myself down from time to time. But Spanish has always been difficult for me to grasp because of the speed with which it is spoken. It is insane. I do not understand how somebody who learns English first can pick up Spanish with people who are really like, you know, it's a lot. There's another goal. Want to hear the second goal call? Come on, because this is the only thing going on in Houston sports. I've got the Dynamo fever, baby.
Pero el luchador se traba y se queda con el balón. Le devuelve a Carraquilla. Pecho y gol, tocó hacia el medio. Salvo el arquero, llega más y gol. ¡Gol! Hizo Bassi, arremetiendo desde la puerta del área rival. Llegó a tomar la pelota y su remate viajó de derecho al ángulo de la mano diestra del arco defendido por McMath. Gana Houston 2-1.
Oh my God, that is amazing. So guess what, guys? Houston Dynamo, move over, Astros. Top ticket in town. Although, I guess you could argue Cougs basketball is on the same level.
I mean, they got to actually start playing these games. Come
right. On. They're playing the bums at this point in the season, right?
Like, I don't even think they're playing the bums yet. I think that's like next week.
Oh, okay.
So, I think this was like exhibition season.
Oh, yeah, you're right. It was an
like
exhibition
preseason,
game.
Preseason, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, that's true.
No. They need to first do preseason, and then they need to play against the bums. Maybe go to Maui. I don't know.
December 1st is their first good game because they play Xavier.
Okay. Javier.
But that's a
coming
that's
to the Fertitta Center or?
It is in Cincinnati.
Ah.
So it's a while that we gotta wait. But yeah, baby. This is a Dynamo and Cougs basketball town. Suck it, Astros. Yeah, we've abandoned you this quickly. We're out.
Body's not even cold.
Not cold at all. Listen. I've told you before, we follow the strong, we also follow the alive, and yeah, you bet your ass, we will leave you. We will leave you so quick. I'm that hussy who's looking for a rich hubby, okay? I'm just looking for the best possible option. I'm the belle of the ball. I'm smoking hot. Look at me right now. I'm dressed up as Draco Malfoy. I'm an elitist. I need to be pampered.
Did you intentionally go dressed as like this for work? Like,
no.
Like, did you put thought into like, oh, Malfoy today? You know, like, did you have the, Billy the Butcher, or not Billy the Butcher, Billy.
Yeah, I did have it. Well, Halloween is always in our hearts if you make it part of your heart.
Tomorrow, Catwoman leotard, or?
No. But shout out, shout out to Brie in the Catwoman leotard on Saturday. Good God. No, I dressed up as Batman on Saturday. I will be Batman tomorrow. That costume took me an hour to get on. It was, there's too many, this is what happens when you buy something from China. But guess what? It worked. And yeah, I'm dressed up as Draco Malfoy. No, I'm not racist.
That was my next question.
Yeah, very mudblood question of you to ask.
Well, that makes me think that you might be racist.
Mm, sorry, you're just a muggle. It's not, this isn't racism.
I might have to dump that last one.
This is speciesism, and I am of the superior species.
Okay.
You know, you're just an animal, human, and muggle. And you're a mudblood without any magical power.
Yeah, I'm not a mudblood.
And I'm pure-blooded Draco Malfoy. Shout out to me. Paul Galacho, ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Up next, damn it, Will Levis is good. F that. Talk about what happened in the NFL yesterday.
ESPN 97.5.com. Aya Cane Powder.
Marriage. Marriage is what brings us together today.
We're ready for some football, baby.
Dad, hush!
Tackling the biggest issues in the NFL.
This just in.
Here's the 10-minute drill with Paul Gallant.
Football time.
Levis off the fake, looking for Hopkins. He's got it. Touchdown, Tennessee.
I feel bad for tonight's cleaning crew with the Killer Bees doing the afternoon show, because Jeremy Branham is going to do dirty things in this studio. It's just going to be gross. Can we get some plastic wrap? I don't want to sit in this chair if Jeremy's sitting in this chair after what Will Levis did, which, by the way, CJ Stroud hasn't done yet. Will Levis, 4 touchdowns. Also,
he's bombing that thing.
The last touchdown pass that he threw.
The last one was,
last one, nuts.
I felt like Jeremy Branham for a second.
Look, Levis had some amazing highlights in this game. You can't deny that he looked awesome. The last touchdown that he threw, he was falling back as he made it. Hit the guy right in stride for like a 40, 50-yard bomb. He also threw not one, not two, but 3 touchdown passes to former Houston Texan DeAndre Hopkins, who, for whatever reason, felt the need to bring up this name because people thought that he wasn't good anymore.
1, 2, 3. They wrote me off. I feel like you know.
DeAndre Hopkins should never compare himself to Geno Smith because he's good at football and has been for the majority of his career. I get you're trying to be current here, man, but that was a turn-back-the-clock performance by Hopkins, because these were bomb touchdowns as well. The Falcons should be ashamed of themselves because they were letting guys get behind them with ease, but yeah, this is the same Falcons defense that really frustrated C.J. Stroud and the Texans until the last drive of the game. Will Levis did whatever the F he wanted in that one, and also to make matters worse, DeAndre Hopkins and Will Levis were wearing Houston Oilers uniforms, which every single highlight package, NFL Primetime, CBS, Red Zone, everyone kept on saying, not the Oilers, the Houston Oilers, to talk about them in those uniforms. So, Amy Adams Strunk, great troll job, massive F you to the city that didn't like your dad for taking the team out of town. It sucks. Everything about that Titans win sucks.
Why did Will Levis not play earlier in the season?
A great question.
Why do we have to watch Ryan Tannehill?
I don't know.
For what, 7 games, 6 games?
Veterans play, you know, and Mike Vrabel's a hardo. Yeah. I don't know.
I think it makes it worse that his debut was in the uniforms.
He was supposedly terrible in practice, Levis. Which is saying something, because Malik Willis was in front of him.
That's what I'm saying. He wasn't even the backup. He was the third string.
The third string guy is crazy. Some more NFL scores. The Dallas Cowboys killed the Los Angeles Rams. They were up 33-9 at halftime. They're going to play the 7-1 Eagles, who barely hung on against the Commanders next Sunday. It's a me versus you game, Sean. Mm-hmm. Your Cowboys, my birds. The Jaguars and Ravens and Dolphins are tied with the Chiefs for the best record in the AFC. My Patriots are terrible. That was easy for the Dolphins. Jacksonville won a NFL-long fifth straight game, 20-10 over the Pittsburgh Steelers, the Texans the last team to beat them. The Ravens, who beat the Texans, are 6-2 after hanging on to beat the Cardinals. And the Broncos beat the Chiefs for the first time since 2015. The Chiefs turned the football over five times, and I believe it's the first time in a really long time that Patrick Mahomes did not throw a touchdown pass in a game. But everyone wants to know about Taylor Swift watch. They played Taylor Swift music at Broncos Stadium as fans emptied the stadium.
That's a good move. I like that.
I do, too. I think it's funny.
It's a little bit like, you know, chanting. Like in college football, chanting like SEC to someone. Yeah,
That is true. Travis Kelce's publicist reposted a picture of T-Swift with a clown emoji sticker on her face. Can you believe that happened? I can't believe that happened. What was she thinking?
Oh, my God.
What was she thinking? Also, Morgan Freeman was asked what he thinks about Travis Kelce and Taylor Swift, and he totally doesn't want to kill the people that ask him this question.
You're a big Kansas City Chiefs fan. Is that true?
Yes.
So how are you feeling about Taylor and Travis? Is it keeping you up at night? Or are you in favor?
Are you a Swiftie?
I mean,
Travis is playing better than ever.
Yes. What are you thinking, Morgan Freeman, about this?
I don't think about them at all.
I love the way you delivered that iconic Morgan Freeman voice.
All you care about is the touchdowns and wins.
Yeah, are you winning? Right. No. It's great to watch Pat run.
Yeah,
you know.
Yeah,
escape, and he's got a rifle for an arm.
He sure does.
That's all good. So,
it was in that moment right there that I wanted to go back to Shawshank Prison. I wanted to strangle all three of them with the ties around their neck. I chose not to. Instead, I just minded my business. That wasn't a great Morgan Freeman, but I feel bad for him there. That sucks. You're a Chiefs fan. You're a Chiefs fan, huh? Taylor Swift, huh? He did deliver a solid in his cadence. I don't care.
Don't think about it. Yeah, I mean, if you watch any of these, I mean, this was like CBS Sunday morning or CBS, one of the CBS morning shows. If you watch those, like, what are you doing?
What are we doing by still talking about this? We're just doing it for ratings, guys. Don't get mad at
Taylor
us.
Taylor Swift.
We have bills to pay. We got the quota in. The Browns lost to the Seahawks. They're 4-3. The Texans have their pick next year. That pick would be number 22 if the season ended today. But there's a bunch of op-eds being written about how the Deshaun Watson trade could be a disaster because Watson wasn't out there on the field. The 49ers lost a third straight game, this time to Joe Burrow and the Bengals. Brock Purdy looked very average. Kirk Cousins tore his Achilles. The Saints beat the Colts 38-27. They're back to 500. And there was just two really bad football games. The first, Jets-Giants was worse than we thought it would be. Tyrod Taylor got hurt. So Syracuse reject. This guy got benched at Syracuse and transferred to Illinois and somehow is in the NFL. Tommy DeVito came in for the G-men. He did not complete a pass until overtime. It was for a negative 1 yard gain. There were 15 punts in the first half. I'm not making that up. That is insane. 0-for-18 on third down. People were mad at Zach Wilson for taking his smoking hot girlfriend to Utah during the bye week. Guess what? Zach Wilson gets the last laugh because he led the game-tying, game-extending drive for that Jets field goal. Oh, boy. Jets are kings of New York per Robert Saleh, who is such a dork. It is really funny that after that abomination, you would say after the game, we're the kings of New York!
Do you think he... Did he also take a victory lap in the press conference about how they make every quarterback's life miserable? Or what, did he look across the field? Oh, he did?
He did make him miserable.
I was going to say, did he look across the field and say, well, they started Tyrod Taylor and then he got hurt, so they had to play Tommy DeVito?
They made his life hell. They sent him to the hospital.
Congrats. I didn't know Greg Williams was still on the Jets staff.
By the way, who would have seen the Bears in primetime football with some rando starting quarterback getting blown out? Who would have seen that coming? Why do they keep on putting the Bears on primetime? It's like, I've asked this 4 years in a row, and they just keep doing it. We get it. Chicago's a big city. The Bears are an insult to football. They're so bad. It was 24-7 at halftime. Like, what did you think was going to happen? Jesus. I didn't even watch the game. I'm like, I know what. I didn't even look at the score. I watched a couple episodes of Rick and Morty, and I'm like, you know what? I guarantee you the Chargers are winning this game by a significant amount of points. I put it on with 4 minutes left after I was done watching Rick and Morty. Who was right? Me. Why do they keep giving the Bears to us? Anyway, Paul Gallant Show, ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. The Texans lost 15-13 to the Carolina Panthers. It is a very same old Texans kind of loss, if you can think of how it would have been more same old Texans. 713-780-3776 to call in and to text in. Do you even want us to acknowledge the World Series? Man, we're really down bad today as Houston sports fans. It's the Paul Gallant Show. Stick around.
ESPN 97.5 on YouTube. Dog Show.
Women bathing their dogs, you know, in cut off jeans and t-shirts and with the soap. And you know how it gets all wet and in the water.
Welcome back to the Veritex Community Bank Studios. Here's your host, former Shorecrest Preparatory All-District Safety, Paul Gallant.
A second down and six here. And he's able to complete it. Oh, the ball comes out. And Carolina has it. First turnover of the game. And the Panthers take advantage.
Let's not give Andrew back the football, huh? I mean, I know he had the touchdown run. I know he had that fun kick return as well against Jacksonville. But what are we doing?
In general, don't throw it to anyone wearing 47, like more than 2 yards down the field. And they threw it to him like 7 yards down the field.
Yeah.
Also, Tom Herman era Texas Longhorn. If anyone's going to lose a game, you should win. It's someone who played under Tom Herman.
Ooh, damn.
Yeah.
Well, that's very
This is a very Tom Herman game.
Well, he wasn't calling people liars after the game.
No.
D'Amico Ryans. So I got to say that this certainly could have been more Tom Herman. It also could have been more.
You never go full Tom Herman, though.
You don't. You can't. But Andrew Beck, yeah, they handed the ball off to him again inside
the five. A little too cute.
It's like, come on, guys. What are we doing? He's not good. Like, he's not someone that should be getting the football. And I'm sorry, that is so giant white man in the 40s trying to stiff arm somebody. Because remember, like, the greatest fullback ever, Mike Allstott? He fumbled all the time, too. I don't know what it is. Like, these big, beefy fullbacks, they just put the ball on the ground. So just stop with the Andrew Beck experiment. And also, let's figure out how to do something with all these ridiculous motions that Tank Dell is going in. He's getting more action in motion than he is on the field. He's getting the ball for 6 yards, and these motions he's running like 30 yards.
It feels like it's very, they watch the Dolphins and they're like, well, they put Tyreek Hill in motion a lot.
Yeah.
But that they don't do what the Dolphins do after the play. It's
right.
Like they have all the before the play window dressing stuff. They don't have the actual be Tyreek Hill parts.
You'll hear CJ Stroud possibly take shots at Bobby Slowik in the next segment. Do we even want to talk about the World Series? It's 1-1. So we're not paying full attention to it. Because I think a lot of us just don't want to watch baseball right now. Shout out to the bar that I was at Saturday, Bungalow, for not having the World Series on at first. A rare time where I actually was happy that the sporting event, one of the most important sporting events that there is, wasn't on. But sadly, my best friend's fiance, who's a good friend of mine, she wanted to watch the Rangers game, so it had to be on the television. Had to be on the television on Saturday. I tried to stay away from it. I didn't watch it on Friday. I saw everyone on Twitter blowing up when Corey Seager hit the two-run homer. I heard a Rangers fan who said that this was going to happen, or said that if this happened, if Corey Seager hit a game-tying two-run homer, he'd pee himself. Guess what? That guy peed himself. There's a video of it online. Rangers fans, real, real cultured group. And you also, in this beginning of the World Series, saw a bunch of things that just suck to look at as an Astros fan, huh? The Astros couldn't get more than one run off of Jordan Montgomery. The Diamondbacks got two. And by getting two, they actually got to the Rangers' terrible bullpen. Also think about this. Tommy Pham, the crazy guy who got in the fantasy football argument and punched what? Who was the guy that he punched? Was it Jock Peterson? He punched Jock Peterson
yeah.
over a fantasy football dispute.
I think it was a slap. It was an open hand slap.
My bad. You're right, John.
Which it makes it funnier.
It's just a slap. Don't disrespect the man. He had a four-hit game. The same psycho who got picked off of second base in game two and one of the worst pickoffs you'll ever see, he gets four hits in a game, but Kyle Tucker couldn't get, I don't know, two in a game? The whole playoffs? Tommy Pham's doing that? Kyle Tucker can't? Kyle Tucker's gotten off way too easy for this playoffs. He has. And the Astros are going to stick it to him in arbitration. And you know what? I'm going to be licking that boot. Last year, I stood up for him. I was like, wait, we're really going to fight over $2.5 million? You know what? Let's fight over $2.5 million this offseason. Let's do it.
You're moving his parking spot farther away.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, because you know what? If his parking spot was further away, maybe mine wouldn't have gotten, I don't know, assaulted in the Minute Maid parking lot during game two of the ALCS.
Yeah, he has to park in the C lot.
He should have to park in the C lot, and I should get to park in the diamond lot. Because my takes are like diamonds, baby. Forged
covered
in pressure.
Dirt? Oh.
No. What are you talking about? Andy's got a thought. 713-780-3776. Andy, what's going on?
You guys are spot on with Slovic. He didn't, I mean, That play calling yesterday was pathetic. My goodness.
What about the play calling did you not like specifically, Andy?
He didn't try to stretch the field. And when he does try to stretch the field, he has everybody stretching the field. There's nobody to
no underneath.
To throw off to. There's nobody to dink off to.
Gotcha.
I mean, it's kind of like D'Amico in Atlanta when he didn't blitz Riddler. Isn't that his name, Riddler?
Ritter, yeah.
Ritter, yeah. He didn't blitz Ritter, and hell, Ritter looked like an all-pro against him. And then the last 2 weeks, guess what? He started blitzing. He started blitzing a whole lot more. He didn't give his defense a chance against him because a decent quarterback can look great if he's not touched. And they didn't touch him in that Atlanta game, and he ripped him apart.
They had six sacks yesterday. And yeah, so D'Amico, look, here's the thing that you got to remember. And appreciate the phone call, Andy. This isn't me making excuses. This is a first-time head coach. He's going to learn what his defense can and can't do as the season goes on. It's a first-time offensive coordinator. It's going to sound like I'm making excuses, though. And let's talk about all of the things that were struggles when it comes to Bobby Slowick. And the biggest reason that the Houston Texans lost on Sunday, I don't think it was Slowick, but he's up there. And it's possible that C.J. Stroud is getting tired of Slowick. You get to determine for yourself when you hear C.J. Stroud talk about this offense. Next is the Paul Gallant Show.
ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Planet Unicorn, hey.
Give it up for feathers. Ooh, Cadillac and Tom Cruise.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to get stronger just around the corner. So you can give everything you've got. Whether you want to crush a few reps before class with our expanded strength equipment or sweat it out on your way home from work. With over 2,800 locations, there's a Planet Fitness close to you. And most are open 24 hours. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends January 30th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.